And so it came to pass that a heavily guarded caravan soon departed from Damascus carrying certificates of ownership and gold for those who managed each of Hafid's trade emporiums. From Obed in Joppa to Reuel at Petra, each of the 10 managers received word of Hafid's retirement and gift in stunned silence. Eventually, after making its last stop at the emporium in Antipatris, the caravan's mission was complete, the most powerful trade empire of its time was no more. His heart heavy with sadness, Erasmus sent word to his master that the warehouse was now empty, and the emporiums no longer bore the proud banner of Hafid. The messenger returned with a request that Erasmus meet with his master by the fountain in the peristyle immediately. Hafid studied his friend's face and asked, "Is it done?" "It is done." "Grieve not, kind friend, and follow me." Only the sound of their sandals echoed in the giant chamber as Hafid led Erasmus toward the marble stairway at the rear. His steps momentarily slowed as he neared a solitary murine vase on a tall stand of citrus wood, and he watched as the sunlight changed the glass from white to purple. His old face smiled. Then the two friends began to climb the inner steps that led to the inner room inside the palace dome. Erasmus took notice that the armed guard, always present at the foot of the steps, no longer was there. Finally, they reached a landing and paused, since both were without breath from the exertion of the climb. Then they continued on to a second landing, and Hafid removed a small key from his belt. He unlocked the heavy oak door and leaned against it until it creaked inwards.